if the only form of broadcast entertainment you could have on this island was to choose one podcast from the ones you listen to, which one would it be? Which one would you choose on a desert island?
That's like saying, okay, what's your favorite child?
Aww.
Well, you know what I pick? I pick Big Fatty because at least I'd have something every day.
Yeah, that's true, actually. For frequency.
It's five days a week, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would also know what's going on with everybody I know because he talks about all the people we know.
Yeah.
And I would miss Kathy Bacon, so I would have to know what she's doing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He talks about all the people we know.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1605 of the BFO for Thursday, the 20th of March, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to head over to Spot and Big Fatty, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, daffodils. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, you are daffodils today because y'all, in the Northern Hemisphere, it is the first day of spring. Big Fatty, it has sprung. And down there in the Southern Hemisphere, it is the first day of fall, even though they say that that's on the 1st of March. Big Fatty, they're all crazy down there. But anyway, and y'all, I hope that your first day of spring is going well. It's one of those equinoxes or something. Big Fatty, I thought that was a cat. Well, that's probably a cat too. But y'all, I gotta tell you, the weather rat yesterday on Wednesday had predicted that it would be cold and overcast, and y'all got up on Wednesday morning to go into the coal mine, and y'all, sure enough, it was 42 degrees. And it was overcast, and y'all, it was just one of those Walnut Hills days that you just wanted to stay in the bed and watch reruns of Murder, She Wrote. Big Fatty, please! Y'all, the rat predicted that the sun would come out this afternoon and warm everything up, and y'all, we're going to be up near 80 degrees by the end of the week. Now, the only bad part that comes with that is that the pollen is returning, so but we're supposed to have some rain again on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so y'all enjoy your springtime! Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Bertha Burt spotted Big Fatty in her snow ice cream. And y'all, right after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, Spotting Crazy went crazy. And y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty photobombs the Oscars from Timmy Sims and that Peter G. And y'all, Big Fatty's right there with Ellen and everybody else in that selfie. Big Fatty, your head's not as big as those people in Hollywood. Well, that kind of goes without saying. Y'all, that Frequency spotted Big Fatty. It says, Happy St. Fatty's Day. Lord of mercy. I do wish Big Fatty looked like St. Fatty there. Big Fatty, don't we all? And y'all, then that Mike Perry over there in the Squamish, B.C., he spotted Big Fatty covered in glitter. And y'all, I'm there. Who am I there with? That looks like Dr. Stone. And who is that? I've got to zoom in. No, who are those people? Should I know who those people are? Big Fatty, we don't know. They're in glitter. you go, yes, my friend, and we hear it, don't we, squeaky kitty? Okay, and y'all, during my lunch, on a hump day, y'all went over to the Vons East, and y'all, because they're running the $10 off the $50 gas can, anyway, picked up so you had to spend $50 to buy a $50 gas guide for $10 off. Not a problem, y'all. Not a problem at all. Y'all got me a pound of ground round. It was on sale. Y'all had little crab cakes on sale, so I bought me a box of two crab cakes. Big Freddy. I've gotten where I want the sausage patties from a Brofka's. I'm kind of. I know this is going to sound like blasphemy, but y'all, I'm kind of tiring of the Bay Frame. Big Freddy, it's a sign of the apocalypse. I got a big old package of Jimmy Dean turkey sausages. The penny coupon was for the Von's East cream sandwich cookeries, so I got a package of those. Y'all, I had a coupon for $1 off some NyQuil, so I got that. Y'all, the strawberries were still on sale. 3 quarts for $5. Got that. Y'all, they had pineapple chunks half price. So, y'all, I got a big old thing of them for like $5. Y'all, I know I just said I'm tiring of the Bay Friend, but y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer bacon on sale, too. I say 2 pounds for $10. So, y'all, I got 4 pounds of that. Big Freddy, thank goodness you're tiring of it. Then I've got me some frozen scrimps in the freezer, and so I got me one of those Zataran scrimp boils. So I'm gonna make some of those and maybe have a little crab cake with that. Just have sort of a seafood platter, big, very seafood platter. That's lovely. And they had the Czech cereal on sale. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, plus I had a 50-cent off digital coupon, so I got that. I'm going to make some more of the Czech mix as soon as the Cheerios go on sale. Be very cheap. Y'all, I got my fried chicken for my lunch. And the $50 gas card, y'all, I spent. I evidently looked old, y'all, because I got the old Fox discount. Big Fatty, y'all have spent $100.46, but I saved $47.90, and I've got a $50 gas card. Wonderful, Big Fatty! Yeah, I see, y'all, I screwed up a couple of things on yesterday's little show. Just a couple? That's it, just a couple. Y'all, first of all, you know the assistant. The assistant has been missing in action for all of 2014. Y'all, I've become the bottom rung of the ladder for the assistant. But y'all, because of that, I missed a celebration of exiting the birth canal in addition to the Hatterina and Woody and the Big Liar. Y'all, it was also... yesterday was also the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for that Amy Cole's baby. But Amy, I have got your name on the calendar for next year, so I hope I will not forget it for next year. Big Fatty, no promises. Y'all, the other thing, you know, I was talking yesterday about how I didn't have anything to talk about, but the one thing that I did want to talk about was the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, by the time I got to the end of the little show, it's probably about an hour later, I'm sitting here watching the TV machine, and I realize, well, you fool, you never talked about the Dancing with the Stars. So, y'all, I am going to hold off on that, and I'm going to probably talk to you about that on tomorrow's little show. Anyway, that's just a couple of things I wanted to correct. Good for you, Big Fatty. Keep the record straight.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Bacon.
Hey, Bertie. Good news. Let me see. Good news. I can't remember what I was going to say. Okay, so your phone number is the only one that I like have memorized besides my kids. So that's why I keep calling you. I was going to send you a message, a voice note, because they are so cool. Like, it shows like when you talk louder and quieter. And so anyway, I was going to send it, and I don't have an email account set up or something. I don't know what I did. But anyway, nonetheless, hey, I'm just calling you to tell you that I am using my iPhone, and I was going to tell you a story. So back in the day, my grandparents used to have rhubarb, and they used to not let us eat it because they used it to make pies and jelly and all this other happy crap. And so, like, when we were, like, between ages of, like, 5 and 14, we would, like, sneak the rhubarb, like, as if she couldn't see, you know, that a stalk was, like, broke or missing sticks of it or whatever they're called. So anyway, the other thing is I could only eat it with sugar, so we'd always get in trouble for having sugar. So, like, we would go down into the kitchen in the middle of the night, and we'd sneak cups of sugar, and we would hide them in the most absurd places. The fact that they didn't get ants is just amazing to me. But anyway, then we would take and we'd have our sticks of rhubarb, and we'd go over the hills because they lived, like, out of town. And, like, out in the country, and we'd, like, go over the hills, and we'd just sit there. I'm, like, drooling thinking about it. And we'd sit there, and we would sit there, and we'd dip our rhubarb, and then we'd, like, eat it with the sugar on it, and then we'd dip it again, and it'd just be, oh, so deliciously sweet and sour and just whatever. Okay, so fast forward, like, back when I'm, like, a parent, and my grandparents are still alive. 1996 and 1992 was when we lost them. And so anyway, I would go there with my kids, and I'd be like, "Oh, go let them have rhubarb. Help yourselves. Take some rhubarb." And I'd be like, "Are you kidding me?" First of all, my kids would die if they had to eat rhubarb. Second of all, what, now all of a sudden you quit making pie and all this other stuff? So it's like, grandparents let great-grandkids do so much more than grandkids got to do. So anyway, this story is for Pie Day.
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the rhubarb story and the update on your new Miss Bacon. I really don't understand what in the hell you were talking about, but you know, it's like you know, parents, you know, the first child is you know, it has it strict, and you know, by the time you get around to the baby can just, you know, go out and play in the traffic. Fatty, please, that's awful. So anyway, but I guess the same applies to great grandchildren and rhubarb. Big Fatty, who knows?
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. This is my new phone, and I haven't taken the plastic off yet, so I wonder. No. I gotta go. Why won't it work?
Good gracious,
Gal,
I gotta go.
Oh, Big Fatty, when she says she's gotta go, does that mean like how that Kyle in the high wire had to go? Well, I don't know, but I can assure you that if it does mean anything like that or about Minka Dink, then we'll have a comment from Straight Bob saying, ew!
Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I had mentioned earlier this week how much I enjoyed the NCAA basketball music, and y'all, the tournament The tournament is starting full steam ahead today, Thursday. So y'all, many of your local programs will be interrupted. But y'all, I got a nice little note from Mean King up there in the Washington D.C. And he said he enjoys the NCAA tournament also. And y'all, there's another song that goes along with the tournament that I really like. And I'm just going to close out today's little show. And I hope you enjoy it too. Yes, Big Fatty.
The ball is tipped. There you are. You're running for your life. A shooting star in all the years. No one knows just how hard you worked, but now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line. One shining moment, they're frozen in time. Time is short. The road is long. In the blinking of an eye, how that moment's gone. When it's done, win or lose, you always did your best, 'cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reached deep inside. One shining moment you knew you were a feel the beat of your heart, feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest, it's more than a race. Inside you knew that one shining moment you reached for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you knew. One shining.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you enjoyed that. Big Fatty likes that one. So every once in a while, Big Fatty just has to play a little something that Big Fatty like. Big Fatty, we think it's lovely. Y'all, I hope that your Thursday brings you one shining moment, or maybe two, I say two shining moments. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Chris in Brussels, he was interviewing Gavin and Jim. You know, Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, and oh, y'all, that's that fried chicken. And y'all, they were on that channel hopping little show. And Gavin, what do you usually say about when Big Fatty is not around?
He talks about all the people we know.
Oh, does he talk about them behind your back?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.